Welcome to Kinky Introverts, BDSM at home, with your host, Brian and Kitten.
On today's episode, we're going to be doing another round of layered kinks.
Okay, if I push like that, does that hurt?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to try to push your dick out the way. See if I can work the balls up in here. One ball in.
That hurt.
Good breathing it through. Okay. Other ball. I've just got to like push your ball into your body.
Jesus.
And then have it go through the hole into the sack. Monster. And before we begin, please remember to go to kinkyintroverts.com, shop with us at etsy.com/shop/kinkyintroverts, support the show and get bonus episodes at patreon.com/kinkyintroverts, and if any episode gets too wild, you can catch it at onlyfans.com/kinkyintroverts. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, so for this round of layered kinks, we had people play with us. So anybody who had layered kinks cards had the opportunity to upload a picture to FetLife Twitter or Instagram, tag us, and use the hashtag layered kinks. And so this was our first time, and we had 3 entries.
So do we plan on doing this routinely?
I would like to.
Yeah? Is this going to be an ongoing...
Even if initially it's just the same 3 people playing with us, I'm totally okay with that. And eventually we can get more people to play because we have a hell of a lot of people with cards out there. But I don't know. And if you don't want to post a picture for whatever reason, you can email us your card or private message us or whatever. We'll accept that too. Okay, the first card we got was Hair Play. And I don't think we do much hair play. But then the second card we got was Genital Torture.
Yep.
So then my mind instantly said, well, I can get some wax and I can like wax your ball sack or something
that.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
So that's a way to tie those two together.
Yeah.
And then the third card that we got was Erotic Eastem. So... this is all, like, all these are meant for you to bottom, obviously.
So you could wax an E-stem at the same time, basically.
Exactly. Make you zap yourself. We'll do a wax and zap while I put clothespins on your balls and knock them around. Like, that is everything I could ever do in life. But I still do want to play with at least 5 cards, so we will deal ourselves... Ooh, how many will we deal ourselves?
Each of us...
3?
2?
Or we'll deal ourselves 3 cards and we get to drop 1 or 2. What do you want to do? Because we don't have 5, but I want us to get there.
Do each of us take 2 cards and pick 1 of them?
I think so. So deal us 2 cards?
2 cards each.
Okay. Shuffle. Would you like to cut the deck, sir?
I can just pick one.
Okay. Train shots. I don't make the rules.
Train shots.
All right. We don't have a lime still, right?
No, I don't think we do.
So this is just going to be nasty and we're just going to do it?
Okay.
Yes!
Do we have good stuff?
No, we don't have good stuff. We have gross stuff. So this is going to be the worst experience our face ever tastes.
You got some maker's mark.
I'm not getting that. That's like too long of a process.
Too.
We're going to stick to tequila because that's our job and it's going to be gross.
Yeah.
Okay, we have the Monte Lobos or the Espinita, both horrific choices.
It's insane to say I'd rather have Espinita.
I know, right?
Give me that top shelf shit. You know?
Prepare for torture.
This is just gross. That tastes like charcoal.
Yes, it's like gross on top charcoal. It's like Monte Lobos is someone kicking you when you're down. I'm just going to put just a drip in mine, right? Just like that. just enough to cover the tongue, maybe. Okay. Wow, why did you do that?
Ta-da.
Are you taking the bigger one now?
Well, now that they're the same.
They're not the same. Okay, so they were the same, and then he just poured some of one shot into the other and made it way up to the very top,
then you
and then
choose
calls
what's
him
your
the
lower
same.
One.
This is the lower one, and okay. I can prove it by looking at the pictures.
Right.
Look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Do you see what you did there?
There might be maybe half of an ounce difference.
Well, you drink that half an ounce.
Or no.
Whatever trip. That is. It's yeah. a huge trip, though. Train shots.
Train shots.
I love you.
Love you.
God damn it.
It's margarita right there if you want.
Oh, I want to chase it with that nasty margarita. Oh, that's even gross, too.
Told you.
It is. So there's the drink mixes. I don't know if they're all margaritas or what, but they're called Kinky. And we thought, oh, it'd be super cool to like be sponsored by them or however yeah. the fuck that works or whatever. Because that's like our name. Kinky Introverts Drinking Kinky.
Mm-hmm.
This one did not taste good.
No.
This one.
No, that's like the worst margarita I've ever had.
Yes. In
like I poured a whole cup, took one sip, and I was like, I'm going to dump it down the drain if you don't want it. If it's that.
And I just use it as a chaser, and I
yeah.
regret life
you
decisions.
You a chaser for your chaser?
Right. Just punch me in the mouth, please.
All right.
Okay.
So.
Now, knowing that you're bottoming.
Okay.
I am looking at my hand. You look at your hand.
I only have one option.
Welp, drop that. Wait, do you need to swap cards? Because we can swap it if we have reds.
I mean,
swap it if you have reds
not,
or things that.
It's not that it's not an option. It's just not really an option.
It's just nothing that you would play.
Well, here, I'll just show you.
Okay.
It's fear play.
Oh, okay.
So it really doesn't, but I see the. There's the surprise anticipation aspect.
Exactly.
Of it. So
and I could
I was
totally
like, well,
do that with genital torture. Absolutely.
But.
And I think the only one that I have to go with it, I could do either, but in the spirit, shit, I don't know.
I'll go with that one.
Okay.
Because the other one's play. Very too simple. My other one was rough body play.
Yeah, but that goes
which
right
very on. Well mixed. Yeah, it's basically.
Yeah.
Shit's gonna be rough either way, yeah. right? So,
I will play.
What are your choices?
Sensual play and cupping. I will play. I'll do sensual play. I can be sensual whilst torturing. A little bit of sour sweet. Sweet and sour ball smacking.
Right.
Okay, so now it is time to narrow those down to three. We know I'm keeping torture in Eastham. That's a given, right? Right?
Okay.
So for the final card... I'm going to have to go with fear.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to. It only makes sense. Yeah.
With the surprise anticipation aspect?
There could be a lot of things. I don't know what.
Because you're probably not going to kidnap me.
I could. Kids, we'll be right back.
The okay. Hunter prey or the phobias. I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You like them?
I like them.
All right. So we'll take a minute to
get set up.
Get set up. Thoughts put together. Whatever we need pulled out. Clear off wherever we need to.
And get ready to party. All right. We'll be back. All right. We are at the table and ready to negotiate.
Yep.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Good? All right. So we have the E-Stim, the Sound, Ball Crusher, Clothespins, on all of my pent-up rage. We are ready.
These are tiny clothespins.
Yeah, I got the regular size one and then these itty-bitty ones.
Mini.
Yeah. We'll see how bad they hurt.
I guess so.
Let's see. What cards did we pull again? I know it just looks like a huge CBT. It's E-Stim.
E-Stim.
Genital torture and fear play.
Fear play.
Still gotta do this fear thing.
Well, that was the what?
Anticipation.
Is that like the almost...
Oh, the blindfold.
Yeah,
duh.
That's what I was thinking, the sensory deprivation aspect.
All right. Negotiating.
Yep.
Anything that's off the table?
I know you always like something to be off the table. Because...
No, I don't need something to be off the table. I just need to know if there is. I think for me, for the sake of, we kind of got to do this quick because you do have to go to work early in the morning. It's going to be straight to the point. So there's not going to be a lot of additional new anythings. You know, it's going to be like...
All right.
Except that you've never had clothespins before.
Right, or...
Or ball crusher. Okay, so we got some new things.
So we got some new stuff, yeah.
Okay, I am familiar with clothespins, so there's that. The ball crusher, we're going to play carefully. Because I've not used this before. This has been packaged for 4 years almost.
Yeah, new in the box
just
all the time.
Just unplayed with, so that'll be new. That'll be our one only new thing.
Okay.
Our new thing. Your new will be the clothespins. But as far as E-Stim and sounding and general, I'm going to smack you in the balls a lot. That's going to be fairly typical.
Gotcha.
You will be able to walk tomorrow. You'll just hurt a bit. So, with that, I don't think there's...
I think we're good.
Yeah. Nothing needs to be like, whoa, now. So, we're good. All right. Dance off with your pants off, my man.
Which way am I laying here?
With your dick in my face? Man's hitting the old dusty roads. I feel like this is the third business trip. I went on a trip. We went on a trip. Now you're going on a trip.
What, in like last month?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always another one.
There will be in a couple more weeks.
Yep. Yep.
Do you need a pillow for your head?
I got my pants.
Well, that's the flattest pillow in the history of the earth. Do you want a real pillow?
No, I'm good.
Whatever you say, my dude.
This is fine.
I love you.
I love
you. I would like to start with the ball crusher. Because like I've told you many times before, when I get a new toy...
Yeah?
I want to immediately play with it. Do you want to put this leg out or no?
What do you want me to do? This?
Yeah. Slipping balls through the crusher. I repeat, balls through the crusher. How to put balls through... This is like a glory hole, but in a bad way.
All
squishes. Stay in there. Okay. Ah! One ball ran away. How does that feel?
Fine.
Oh, I'm supposed to get your dick through this hole, too. Okay, unharden yourself, sir. Oh, don't harden back up some more. How am I supposed to get all of this into this little hole? Gee, this is going to be the fear play right here when it's like, well, you're stuck.
Get the saw.
Right. Just keep the blindfold on. You don't want to see this. I don't know. Stop getting hard. You're making it difficult.
Well.
You're weird, I know. Well, this is exciting.
This is you.
I'm trying to stick your dick through a plastic hole thing. I needed you to be like malleable, and now you're just hard and stuck. I don't know how to... Well, we're just going to crush your whole everything, I guess. Can't fit your whole dick in. I don't know whose dick this was made for anyway. Does that hurt? I'm sorry. Stop being hard, please. Trying to figure out how to get you in this device. Okay. I'm gonna try to... Okay. We're definitely taking your dick out. Because you're not cooperating. And I need your balls to just stay in. And I think... Yeah. Alright. Get the hardware in place. And crush your sack. Crush your sack of potatoes. I think fear play was accomplished because I was legit for a second. I was like, oh, fuck. So that was like a quick lab and a modify. I would love to have your dick through the hole. I just don't understand how to get it. Wait, did the ball just pop out? Get back in there, ball. We have an escapee. Motherfucker. Okay, I'm gonna undo your thing again. I am going to tie your balls down so that they cannot escape into the sack. And I will use coconut rope. Because we know how much you love the cocoa fibers. Runaway balls. Runaway balls. However the song goes. Maybe I put like your dick in first. Then I can wedge your balls in there. Maybe you gotta sneak the balls in afterwards or something. Oh, half a ball in. Maybe I could use the other ball to push in on the halfway in ball. Stop hardening. I'm working here. Okay, I got a dick and one ball. That's definitely not gonna fit. I want it to fit. How do I coax? Okay, if I push like that, does that hurt?
No.
Okay, because I'm gonna try to push your dick out the way. See if I can work the balls up in here. One ball in.
That hurt.
Good breathing it through. Okay. Other ball. I've just got to, like, push your ball into your body.
Jesus.
And then have it go through the hole into the sack. This ball is bigger. This ball is not going to cooperate with me at all. Come on, ball. I got space for you. Come on, ball! That ball's not going through. I can CBT one. Oh, is your dick gonna... Damn it. Okay. Best I can do, one ball. Well, we're gonna squish one and hurt the other, I guess. How do you feel?
It feels pressure.
Yeah?
A lot.
Yeah. Oh. Let's see. We want to be able to play with the pressure, not have it kill immediately. There, is that a fresher breath? Not yet?
Yeah, I feel the pressure. It's not overwhelming.
I feel about normalized.
Normal? No. No.
None of this is normal. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll still take my coconut rope. So wrap up your not squished in there ball so it can remain out and about. Nah, it's already, it's like, I ain't going nowhere. I'll just coconut rope your dick up. You look beautiful. The clothespin feel?
Not bad.
Okay. How do three clothespins feel? How's that feel? Mm. Okay. Mm. Oh, we hit a sweet spot.
Mm, no, fuck.
How does this one feel?
Fine.
Is that like a real fine or a fuck my life fine?
I couldn't even tell it.
Pin your E-stem pad on. Make sure it stays in place. You're welcome. Didn't I have like a lube spitter? I need to spit some lube down your pee hole. Alright. Down the tube. How do you feel? Make sure we get a good connection, and I'm gonna put it back on normal because I like that mode better. Okay, we're up to 1.5, 2. Two and a half, 3.
Hey,
there we go. Uh-huh. All right.
Ah.
Right under three, how's that?
Good.
I'm gonna tighten up my plates a little bit. I'm going to move up to 3 point smidgey. Or almost three, I guess I should say. How you feel?
It feels good.
You love it?
Yeah. Love it.
How's your balls feel?
Not bad.
Squish some more. Does it hurt like if I'm knocking them?
A little bit.
Or they're already squished. It's like, we're already squished. There's nothing you can do to us. For.
I don't know. I just did. Ah. Ah. Ah.
Okay, the volume going back up. I'm gonna put the baby pins all around your dickhead. I do not know how this is gonna feel, but I'm gonna guess pinchy. How's that?
I don't know.
You don't know? You in blinding rage. Like, ouch when they're on, and then you get a little bit adjusted to them, and then you take them off, and it's like all the blood releasing or whatever the fuck that is. That just, it's a little less fun.
Ah! Fuck. God damn it. The sound, it's fucking...
The sound hurts?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
That fucking hurts.
Okay, sound down. But it somehow coincided with taking the pins out. You like not being able to see, yes? Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yes, and everything is stupid. How's your sound feel now?
Better.
Yeah.
Down. I felt like it was like cooking just the tip of my dick, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it was like more of the electrical current was right there.
Okay, I'm gonna put those little pins on again. The sound is turned down because I find it odd that they happen like as I took a pin out.
Oh, maybe it was that then.
Oh, the pin pain. Confused with the sound pain.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel it. It feels pinchy. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do a bigger pin. That's a definite no.
That's pinchy.
They are. They're kisses. Kiss. Kiss. Ah. I'm gonna kiss your squished ball. Kiss. How many kisses do you want?
I don't know.
However many can fit. Okay, let's see. Got two. I'm putting clothespins on his balls. We're trying to see how many can fit between the squish plate. Oh, that one.
Ah,
what are you owing for? I didn't even get it on yet.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can only fit maybe three kisses. Four kisses. I think I can squeeze one more in here. Got him, coach. Five. I'm gonna go for six. Are you ready for six?
Yes.
I should put little googly eyes on them. Six.
That hurts.
Okay. My finger in the plate and rub your balls so you feel better. Alright, I'm going to turn the sounds up some more. How's that?
It's good.
I'm buzzing with excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Squish your squish plate some more. How's your squishy ball feel?
Just like pressure, I guess. Yeah. Like squish.
Okay. You're squeezing down on the squishy ball. You look squished.
I feel squished.
Only one ball, though. I can't believe I couldn't fit your other ball in there. They need to, I guess, make these in different sizes or something. Okay. I'm going to give your balls teeny kisses. I don't promise it's going to feel good. How many kisses? You gotta give me a number.
One.
I'll add a zero to that. One. Two. Uh-oh. Oh, it broke. Let's three again. Three. Four. Oh, that's twisty. No, that's twisty.
God, it fucking hurts already.
Four. Think you can breathe through it? Because I gotta get to 10. Five.
Six. Oh, fuck! God damn it.
Six didn't work out. What if I do right here? Six. Seven.
God.
If you can't do it, let me know. Seven. Eight. Nine.
Ah, fucking Christ.
Last one. Ten. Ooh. There we go. Ten. Okay. Now we'll take them off. One. Two. Three.
Fucking hurts.
Four. Five.
Ah! God.
Six.
Fucking damn it.
Seven. Eight. Nine. Love you.
Love you. Those things are fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to up your stim. Ready?
Okay.
How's that?
It's buzzy.
It's buzzy.
Yep.
Okay, hold your stim in. I know you can't see. But I'm gonna line up toys in a 1-2-3 order, and then you have to pick if you would like toy number 1, toy number 2, or toy number 3. Are you ready?
Yes, Kevin.
Okay. What number do you choose?
3.
Alright. You chose clothespins. How does it feel?
Horrible.
Play again. I'm not going to put them in the same pan, so May the odds be ever in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Three. Whatever it is, I choose three. All right. Hold your sound in place.
Ah!
You chose the silicone heart flogger. Woo! Ah. And, again, what do you choose?
One.
Silicone heart flogger again.
Ah! Ah.
One last time. What do you choose?
Three.
A little wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon?
Baby wooden spoon. You're beautiful. And I love you.
I love you.
Are you having the best night ever?
Best night ever.
Far from it, and I need to go to bed. All run away from this. Yeah, it did. I knew that thing got loose real quick. Fucking runaway balls.
It got violent for a minute.
They sought shelter deep in your soul. Alright, we'll wind it down. Rub your balls and send you to bed. Squish balls. I feel better.
Yeah.
Freedom.
I almost didn't realize it until it was off.
Don't pretend you're so balls. Sore. Your ball. Is it the one ball? Your squish ball?
My ball. I don't know. The whole region feels discomforted. Affected in some way.
I love you.
I love you. How was it?
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like that. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you. Yeah. Are you saying you did not enjoy yourself?
Those clothespins are fucking hell.
They are.
Man.
Yeah. There's the, what is it called? I think it's called a zip line where you...
Oh, yeah, you...
The zipper, yeah.
Put them all together.
And... Someday. On you, not me. Right? I love you.
I love you.
So which ones hurt worse, the little clothespins or the big ones?
I don't know. I think it's more based on the area where you're putting them. The tip of my dick was just fucking hell.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I like.
There was also hell on my balls of some sort, wherever you're putting them. I don't know.
Hell wherever they go.
Yeah, basically everywhere they suck.
Yeah. I think that you hate the little ones more.
Yeah,
I think it was a worse reaction with the little ones than the big ones.
So fucking pinchy, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do know. Been there, tried that. And burned the t-shirt. How... I don't think I got the fear play thing, but I don't know. Playing the guess that toy game.
I don't think that was the fear play. I think there was some fear play. And how does this work? And how does your ball fit in there? And I'm just going to push and we'll see.
Oh, no. I had fear when I thought that her dick was stuck in there. Like, now his dick is stuck.
Never mind the plate, guys. Get to work, okay?
Just get it off and shut up. No laughing! No, I wasn't worried about your balls so much, but I definitely thought your dick might get stuck. But I wanted to get your ball in there really bad. This is determined.
Oh, so what do you think? It was good? You enjoyed it?
I don't know how to do the anticipation thing in this setup because it's easy when it's like you're blindfolded and you don't know what toy is about to come at you. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. That's easy. But having a contraption on you and limited things to...
Yeah,
that makes it like I can't...
It's one thing to be strung up on a cross or something.
Yeah. Stand there with your legs open and just wait for it.
Yeah.
That's all good. But like, I'm going to put a giant box between your thighs, right? And I can barely get to you. But... Here I come.
You got me carefully. Good with that little fucking paddle thing. Yeah. Or whatever. Is that the little mini keychain one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so that's hard. It's like, I'm going to whack you with the thing, and it's like, I'm going to get you.
Right.
I can barely touch you. Yeah. So that didn't work out. But as far as the E-stem and the CBT, that's always fun.
Yeah, it was effective.
Yep.
I hurt.
Aww. Well, I love you, so there's that. Yeah, so if I had to do it again, I would replace fear with something else. Because even, like, as long as there is a sound, I guess I could have done any sort of E-stem, but I immediately...
Right. Yeah, sounding wasn't in the cards.
I can't help it. Oh, that's where we could have the electric flogger.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or the little pipe cleaner flogger with the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could have worked. Next time, I guess.
Yep.
Some other day. We need to get one of those, though. All right. Let's get you to bed.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just come down to the hotel?
How many hours were you? Aren't you catching a... No, you can't catch a plane. No. How far away are you?
2 hours.
Oh.
2 hours south.
In my head, you were jumping on a plane. All right. I'll consider coming seeing you.
All right.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
You like that, don't you?
I do. Okay, one last one.
Oh. Smoke! Punch you in the balls later.